Last Friday, the House of Representatives passed a bill that would move Secretary of Homeland Security Tom Ridge eighth in line to succeed the president if necessary. The Senate is working on a similar bill. Joining us now to explain how the succession process works and why this change is being made is Paul Light. He's a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, and he joins us by phone. Paul, how was the current lineup to succession determined first?
Well, the lineup is determined by both the Constitution and statute. The Constitution provides that the vice president will serve should the president die or resign or be incapacitated. And the 1947 National Security Act determines the rest of the lineup, which has been amended over time to add new secretaries to the bottom of the list where the Secretary of Homeland Security now resides.
And why are they working to change this at this point? Is it?
Well, I guess I would say I haven't got a clue, except that it's an expression of symbolic politics. The notion that the Secretary of Homeland Security is now at the very bottom of the list is offensive to some, I guess, and the notion is that you ought to put him somewhere higher. So now he follows the Attorney General, who follows the Secretary of State, who follows the Secretary of Defense, and Lord help us if we ever get there.
Well, who is he leapfrogging?
Well, he's leapfrogging the Secretary of Veterans Affairs and the Secretary of Agriculture, and the person who he's displacing in eighth spot is the Secretary of Interior. Most people in these jobs, secretary, cabinet secretaries, don't think much about the possibility of ever serving. The succession chain doesn't really go deep enough to touch most of them, and I suspect that Gail Norton probably doesn't know where she is in the succession chain, and if she's upset about it, I would gather that she wouldn't say anything.
Well, when you hear some of the departments that he is leapfrogging, it seems to make sense, perhaps, that Homeland Security would be a little higher up.
Well, you know, the list really does establish what we might call the inner and outer cabinet. I mean, the top four or five offices in the list, State, Treasury, Defense, Justice, and so forth, and Homeland Security really are, through this kind of action, anointed, as they long have been, as the most important cabinet agencies. And then the ones at the bottom of the list, like Veterans Affairs and HUD, for example, are really at the outer ring of influence and outer ring of interest, except for the constituencies that they serve.
And, of course, this is constitutional, what's being done. I mean, this is within the power of the legislature to do.
Right. The Constitution allows Congress to establish the chain of succession once you get past the vice president. And under the 25th Amendment, which was ratified in 1967, we allowed for the president to be removed for incapacitation and also established a
great
process for replacing the vice president.
Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Paul Light is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. In Washington, I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News.